Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Joel Dusha.
And today, all right, throwing me immediately. I don't know why. I was like, what? Today's topic is fast-ass food, baby. The Colonel's back in town. Yeah.
So what?
The Colonel's back in town.
Fast-ass food. Like, you're, like, eating fast food, and you're like, damn, this is some fast-ass food.
Mm.
And then I was like, to reiterate my point, the Colonel's back in town. But I could have said the clown or the red rooster. Yeah. I don't know. Their mascot's just a rooster. But, yeah.
Why don't we ever say, because we go on Macca's runs a lot, why don't we ever say, tonight I'll be dining with the clown?
Yeah, we really should.
Yeah.
Tonight I'll be eating at the clown's table.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, like, let's go to Clown Town.
Yeah, let's take a quick little trip to Clown Town.
Take myself to Clown Town.
Yeah.
Hey,
man,
baby, can I take you to Clown Town?
Do you reckon you could make love to a clown, or would you, like, how would you feel about that? In clown makeup.
Yeah.
They're clowned up at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's better for me.
So immediately I'm thinking of the Joker.
Mm. Okay.
Could you fuck the Joker,
I probably
cast?
Wouldn't be super... No.
Mm.
No.
What Joker?
No.
Which Joker?
Yeah.
Because it depends for me.
Mm. Yeah,
Joaquin
I'm thinking
Phoenix,
of Joaquin
probably
Phoenix,
not.
And I'm saying no. Yeah. That was the last Joker I saw.
Is he wearing the coat and nothing else?
Yes, dong out, coat on.
He's dong out, coat on, Joker, the best variety, then yes.
Yeah.
See, I'm now going through my head of like Heath Ledger Joker, and I'm just remembering he wasn't very nice in that movie. So probably not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did he kill
a
lady?
Yeah.
He killed many ladies. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
That's a problem for me as a lady. Mm.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good point. Mm. What about Jared Leto Joker?
Mm.
What do we think? Code out, dog on, as
that.
Always.
How dare you ask me that?
Yeah.
How
Jackson,
dare you ask any
fuck?
Person?
Yeah.
That's.
I don't know.
That's a scary.
Yeah.
I hardly. That. Do you know? I know more about Jared Leto doing. Because that was in Suicide Squad, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, so when I think of Jared Leto's The Joker, I think more about Jared Leto getting into character for The Joker because I feel like there was more information going around about that than he appeared in the film.
Correct, yes.
Like, absolutely. There was more about
screen time of him, and there were so many stories.
Condoms.
Jared Leto was... the star of that movie, not the Joker. The Joker wasn't really in the film. Jared Leto was, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't want like things we've used in our lovemaking to be sent to others.
Yes, correct. That is a fair
Do you think he used
point.
The That's... rats in his lovemaking?
Yes.
Guillermo del Toro owns that rat now. That's cool. That maybe is... it's dead.
Wait,
rats
what?
Don't live very long. Yeah, Guillermo del Toro owns the rat. Because What's-Her-Face was like, I can't own a rat for some reason. She gave it to Guillermo del Toro. That story can't be right as I'm telling it. But nevertheless...
Who'd he give a rat to? Did he throw a rat at someone? Or
Margot Robbie. He gave a rat to Margot Robbie, and Margot Robbie was like, well, I'll raise this rat. And then circumstances occurred where she could no longer take care of the rat, and so she gave it to Guillermo del Toro, who adopted it. And then it died, as all rats eventually must.
Yeah.
That's just rats.
Yeah.
That's no one's fault but
That's
God's.
That's rats, baby.
Yeah. Every... She said it's no one's fault except God's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God deigned that rats should die. He could have picked otherwise. But he didn't.
Yeah.
That was his choice.
It's sad that God has picked to kill such beautiful things such as rats long before he kills humans.
Absolutely. Yeah. God, in his infinite wisdom, was like, rats will get it done quicker than mankind, so they'll die quicker.
Yeah.
A rat takes care of all of its hopes and dreams in its brief lifespan, but have you guys taken care of your hopes and dreams yet?
No.
I doubt it. You know, we need 100 years plus.
Same with
what
turtles.
If there is no such thing as a cause of death? Or like sometimes there is a cause of death, obviously. But
free bar goes through your brain.
The thing that kills you is learning something. And once you learn that thing, that's when you're gone. So like if something is about to kill you, you learn it.
Well,
and that knocks you out.
Tell you what, everyone listening to Shut Up a Second is going to live forever.
Exactly. We're providing a national service.
No one in Sans can die.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No risk
I've forgotten more.
We fight over one brain cell.
Yeah. I have unlearned more than I've ever learned being part of this company. You know?
Yeah.
Everything I think I know is true has been shattered to the ground.
Yeah.
I'd like to explore, Dusha, So do we think this is a cruel trick of God's? So if we assume that the length of your life is parallel or somehow related to how quickly you'll take care of your hopes and dreams.
These
okay.
are my strong beliefs, correct?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. And so a rat obviously takes care of its hopes and dreams quickly.
Yes.
Mankind takes a long time. Now, like you said, a turtle can live 200 years.
Mm-hmm. Slow cunts.
Slow motherfuckers. Yeah. Now, do we think it was a trick of God to be like, I'll make them slow, so that just physically it's harder for them to take care of their hopes and dreams, and then vis-a-vis they live longer. Do we think there's something there?
I think...
Oh. All yours.
Go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for handing this to
That's
me.
That's so kind.
I believe that, like all research, obviously the tortoise slash turtle came before its death, because God needed to do some research. So I guess God created turtles, put it on Earth, and then was like, fuck, these cunts are slow. Better give them 200 years. That's pretty much
That's
how I
fair.
Imagine it went, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, God...
God decide speed first when he makes a being. How quick's this cunt going to be?
Yeah.
Step one. Yeah.
Well, I also
We all got to go through the R&D.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Turtles are ancient, so it clearly was R&D at that stage.
He's like, I'm going to need to make them quicker, if this is going to work. True.
I reckon he set them all at the same speed and was like, oh, it'd be cool if they can live longer. And he's like, let's see if we can figure out ways to do that. And he's like, what if I slow it down? Then he's like, fuck, I'm bored.
Yes.
I hate watching these turtles. I'm going to make rats because they're quick. And then he makes the cheetah too quick. Slow it down.
Yeah.
Can't even catch this guy.
And it's like, okay, let's have a go at very fast, but internally. And it's like, they're good, but
now
I'm bored the other way, you know?
Yeah.
They're no rat. That's what God said about every creature but the rat.
God's favorite customer, the rat.
Customer?
Yeah.
Yeah. When they go to heaven, they're like, hey, can you make us more rat-like? The original rats, mice were God's favorite customers, and they were like, can you make me more? And that's how we got rats. Every mouse that died was like, I want to be worse, please. nastier yeah. a being.
I honestly...
Maybe, okay, rats are what happens when mice go to heaven and say, make me bigger, and dogs go to heaven and say, make me rat.
Yes.
Or yeah. make me mouse.
Yeah.
Every rat Absolutely. That exists is because another animal has gone to heaven and was like, I know the best one is mouse.
Yeah.
yeah.
Do that.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the best place to be.
Realistically,
on the scale.
Like, if we're, yeah. if, like, all jokes aside for a second.
Sure.
And, like, let's just yeah. cut
we'll
this
have serious.
Bullshit and just,
yeah.
if we could all just
yeah.
shut the fuck up for one second.
Yeah, for once in our goddamn
if all
lives.
All of us, including
sure.
me, could just fucking take something seriously yeah. for once in our goddamn life. Mm-hmm. I think that we Too should true. Probably, yeah. in Catholic churches, have a rat now to the crucifix.
Mm, yeah, I would agree so. Yeah,
Which
that
way?
Would be.
Describe. Describe
yeah, which
how.
Which way is he so facing,
how.
First of all?
Christ-like pose, obviously. Yeah.
But belly to... I'd feel rude exposing his belly. The yeah. rat is dignified.
Mm, unlike Jesus Christ.
Also, his yeah. arms don't bend that way because they're legs.
Yeah, it's a shorter cross.
Yeah,
it's a shorter cross.
It's like a cross, like a Norton Crosses cross.
Yeah, he's it's a... it's a
Yeah,
yeah. You know. How great is it to imagine Christ on the cross but facing the wrong direction? That's so funny.
Ass to the church.
Yeah, bum out. like they're putting up the big statue and they're like, do you reckon that's right? They're like, yeah, well, he was on there. We don't know what way he was facing. The scripture's unclear. He may have been bum out.
just the guy, like... Just the guy making a carving is like, I don't think Jesus would face that way. The guy's like, without missing a beat, just, oh, no, if he was the other way, they would have eaten his dick. Burst would have eaten his dick.
Yeah, exactly. The Romans would have eaten his dick
yeah.
right off, so he had to
yeah.
cover his dick
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
There would have, his peen would have gotten it. Obviously, yeah, yeah. it's not, he obviously, like, I don't think it was that way. It's like, yeah, they would have
no,
eaten
no.
his dick and then his nose.
Mm. Yeah.
And then
okay.
his tongue.
If the this Romans is, didn't eat his all... dick, birds and rats would have.
Yeah.
Okay, so he had to hide his dick against the wood. What a,
yeah,
okay.
It's basic math.
Yeah, if...
Do we know sure. about math yet? Yeah.
yeah. So you got two yeah. choices here. We can put him on the cross bum first, like facing mm-hmm. ass to the audience, or
yeah.
we can put him the right way, the so-called right way, but we'll have to have birds and rats eating his dick. Your call.
Yeah.
And that's
we'll have to have Julius
yeah,
Caesar. We'll have to carve
respectful.
Him eating the dick too, okay?
Mm,
a whole plethora of Romans. That's what they did to him.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, he's dying and he's leaving, which means we should be seeing the back of him. It makes metaphorical sense, too.
What,
is he going to be hanging at the front?
Yeah.
I hate to watch Jesus Christ leave, but I love to watch him walk away.
It would suck to be put on the cross backwards if everyone else was put on forwards. Like, just because you wouldn't be able
guys?
To...
Imagine
I can't
dying
see.
Knowing that you had bad goods. They,
yeah,
they
oh,
were bads.
Everyone's seeing my unwashed ass because I didn't get a chance before they crucified me. I didn't get
oh,
a
no,
chance.
Oh, no, I only
what
manscaped the front half. I was busy. I was taking care of my will. And then I only had... I had to pick front or back half. And I thought, well, it's crucifixion. Let's just
yeah.
tidy up the front.
The shop.
Business
exactly.
in the front. Party the back. You do yourself a mullet job because that's all you think is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then they flip you over. You're like, no.
No, no.
This
Everyone
is
can
worse
see
than
my
the part where they kill me.
Yeah.
How would you like to be nailed to the cross? I'd like one big nail through the middle, please.
Spin you.
The Romans grab my hands and spin me, but then I'm like a propeller and off my crucifix goes. Get him! But it's too late. I'm out of there. Jerusalem or bust.
I want to be nailed to the cross like a magic... I want to be nailed to the cross like in a magic show. So... there's like a box over the cross and you can just see my head sticking out and they start sticking all these
good.
Nails in and they're like, wow, she's got to be got. And then, but I want what I always imagined what a magician's assistant looks like inside. So because in magic shows, they always just have the lady walk out of the box and you're like,
yeah.
well, I don't know how they do.
Yeah,
I want them
magic.
To remove the box and I've snaked around every
oh.
blade.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
all
great.
The nails. It's exactly what you think the person had to do as a kid. Mm. You're like, well, okay, I'm a child, so
yeah.
I know.
They must have wormed
not
around
enough,
in there.
But some. Yeah, you're like, oh, okay, well, she can clearly just move her tum in interesting ways.
Mm. Yeah.
Secret ways that I, as a child, don't know
yes.
yet.
I like to imagine as well, like, you're revealed and you're like, what? And everyone's like, whoa! And you bow and then just walk off and everyone's like, damn! And they're like, wait a second, she is a known criminal. We've got to stop nailing magicians to the cross. Fuck!
Mm.
Yeah, that's a great choice.
So one nail through the belly is good. I was going to say one nail through the head, but I don't want to take the one nail thing.
Oh, but multiple look, nails through the head. You'd blow in the wind. Jackson's spinning wheel. You are flapping in the breeze.
I'm a flag.
That's great. Hey, how you know, like gusty is the wind today? You look up at the hill where you're just flapping, and you're like, oh, it's a big one. It's a blustery one. Mm. Look at the douche flapping in the breeze. Mm. Yeah.
What about getting nailed to the cross, but specimen style? So how they put bugs when they die. So you get in a little plastic container with the foam bits and the nails through you, but it's all horizontal. So then eventually, when you've dried out sufficiently and you've been shaped and the rigor mortis is set in, then you can be stood up in fun poses. So maybe you and your friends in the afterlife could still be partying.
Yeah, that would be great.
Maybe in the crucifixion styles. Because they were, it was to like a public thing, right? To show you not to do crime, because this is what happens if you do crime. You should set the people, like bugs, in the crimes they were doing.
Like, oh, that's true.
Like stealing a loaf of bread, and you're like, oh, now I know not to steal a loaf of bread.
One nail through the loaf of bread, one through the hand.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, damn, not even the bread made it.
That's a really clever idea, Cass, because the only thing, other way that I could think of spicing it up is
you think we should do it?
Yeah,
let's
do it.
Let's do it. Let's go for it.
But also,
let me get the Romans on the blower after this.
The only other way I can think of spicing up crucifixion is like it's a game of Twister. So every aspect of the cross, so like the top, the bottom, the left, and the right has like a color, and you just spin the wheel. So it's like left hand yellow. So that's like
that's
left
great.
Hand. Yeah. So
I think that's spicy. Yeah, that's good.
You do risk all aspects of your body being nailed to one part. Which would look very funny.
That role.
But isn't that, I don't know, did you ever find
crucifixion
not
funny?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, no, dude, I'm doing it right now. Take a picture. It's happening.
I used to watch in cartoons and old TV shows and stuff when we were younger. There would quite often be scenes where people were kidnapped.
Yeah.
And they were about to be roasted on a fire. Uh-huh. So their arms and feet were like tied to a stick as they were carried.
Return of the Jedi is a famous example of that. When the Ewoks are going to cook.
I watched that a lot as a kid. And obviously I don't want to get cooked or die. Mm. But
of course.
That kind of, it kind of always seemed a bit comfy to me, because you just get to like hang from somewhere. Yeah. It looks a bit
I always,
like, I'm sure in practicality it would hurt and it would suck. But,
it does look a bit nice. It's like a hammock that without the hammock part. Yeah, I get
but
that.
But you're the hammock. Yeah. Like you get to sort of swing in it and you just relax, but you're holding yourself up. It just seems a bit nice.
I always liked
hang from monkey bars.
Yeah, in that vein, the idea of sitting in a big pot that they're boiling and I've got potatoes and carrots floating around in me, and there are people, they're like boiling me to eat me like at a later date.
So just before we move
on
too quickly,
because
there's something that happened just before that story that Cass did that meant that my brain braced for two things. So Cass, you hesitated before telling that lovely childlike wonder story, and my brain was like, all right, this is going to be childlike wonder or surprise horny. And I was like, both of those are going to have to tie into crucifixion, and my brain was just like, let's see where this goes.
I mean, because like, you know,
just a hesitation, be like, do you reckon you could get sucked off on the cross? Is that a crime?
Nah, it's cool.
Yeah, it's
as long as everyone's a consenting adult.
Yeah.
The problem is you're quite high up. They need a stepladder. That's the problem.
The suck-off ladder.
Yeah. Jackson, what do you got on later? Do you know, and then in the evening, I'm going to go up to the crucifix hill and just suck off all the criminals. Kind of what I'm thinking. What about you?
What a job. Yeah.
No, I do it for the love of the game. Hey, fellas,
just gotta
get us down. Yeah.
I'll get you off. How about that?
Fine. Hey, Jackson's here to suck us all off. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I just want to show the judges that crime does, in fact, not pay. Or
or does pay a bit.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the lesson is here, but anyway, I'm just here to suck everyone off.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I don't expect any money. If you throw some cash my way, that's lovely of you, but you don't have to.
Obviously,
I'm just here to suck and fuck the night through.
Yeah.
The Romans hate that I do this, so.
They keep poking you with spears. Get out of here.
Quit it.
They don't crucify you because they know you'd like it.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I think I'd be upset because like, as I got crucified, I'd be like, is anyone coming to suck me off? And the other criminals would be like, no, it was only you whoever did that.
Well, maybe like it would be a situation like, so I don't know if you're super familiar with the Bible, Jackson, obviously considering... Yeah.
I'm pretty intimately familiar with the Bible, Dusha.
So like when Jesus gets nailed to the cross, they're kind of like, God. No, we fucked up.
Yeah.
we're going to let someone down. Who do you want, Jesus or... I think the other guy's name is also Jesus, but it's like a criminal Jesus and not son of God.
Bad Jesus,
maybe that'll be the same for you. You get crucified and then they vote to let someone else down. You're like, finally, I'll get sucked off. But then he's like, no.
Not you.
Oh.
Oh. I always thought that the whole Christ... situation.
Yeah.
Zamet and Dusha are up on the cross. Mm. Well, neither of you are Christ, so... I always liked the idea of arriving at the whole Jesus situation too late and not quite knowing what was going on.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Because everyone gathered...
I was just at the temple and the curtain's torn. Does anyone know what's going on? Who's this?
Who's this cunt on the... Why do we all care about this guy? I've been miles away, so this is all new for me.
Yeah.
He turned water into wine. No, he didn't. Fuck off.
No, he just would have poured wine. Was it in a wine
fish,
bottle?
A million fish.
That's impossible. Oh, one fish is one fish.
That's just breeding, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he anyone did it straight away.
No, he didn't.
Shut up. I'm going to talk to him.
Oh, he cut it up real small.
Yeah.
No, I think
so. Each of you didn't get much. Yeah, that's fair.
He gave two loaves of bread to 40 people. Fuck. What a cunt. He clearly didn't give him very much bread.
He walked on water, Jackson. Nah, he didn't. You fall through water. Hey, fella. Why have you been lying to my friends?
My friend.
Yeah, he walked on water and it's like, oh, I know that trick. It's a block of ice. Yeah. Shut up, dude.
Yeah,
maybe I know why you're up there.
Yeah. It's great to walk up in the middle of like the Romans hanging him up. Like I'm just ignoring everyone, any speech he's giving.
Eating berries.
Stop lying to my friend. Eating prunes and spitting the pips out into my hand and then wiping it on my shirt. Stop lying to my friends, you cunt.
You've made
my Romans, give me 5 seconds. Yeah, they said you made wine out of bread or some shit.
Yeah.
You make beer out of bread, I think.
Yeah.
So, what? Yeah, that's not how you make beer.
Yeah.
Sorry? Yeah.
Anyway.
The fact that Jesus still gives you the time of day as he's dying. Yeah.
Sorry, I don't understand what you mean, my child. How do you make beer, though? That's not what you came over here to ask. I gotta sit down. It's so hot.
All I've eaten today is this prune.
This prunes is making me hot, Jesus.
These prunes are making me thirsty, Jesus.
That's good as well when he comes out of the cave and I'm like, what is going on? He was on a big stick. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Then he flies off to heaven and I'm like, did you see that? And everyone's like, we sort of knew this was
Jackson.
Coming.
Well, we've this been is telling you the whole time. You're like, why Holy didn't you shit. Say anything? They're like, oh my God.
Oh my Lord.
I'm
Jackson.
Glad you didn't get the wine. I'm glad you didn't get the bread. I'm glad he didn't give you any fish. I'm Wait. Angry he spoke to you.
He was whose kid? Me? What? The son of God, Jackson. I don't think I know a God.
Yeah.
Oh, God. No, wait, what?
Wait, that God, one's right?
God's
that a, one's right.
God's, that's the one.
God's a Does God guy have a, now? When did that happen?
He's a fella.
Shit, have I met him? Does he live here?
Yeah, is he in town? No, Jackson, shut up. I don't get this. I don't know if you guys realize this, but are you saying he's got a wiener with jizz in it? And he
I
put it in a
that
a
my
lass.
God, our holy father in heaven, could do big cums.
So he cummed in a lady?
Yeah.
No, Jackson.
Where is she?
Yeah, is she okay?
Where is she? Oh, yeah. She has a husband.
Wouldn't that have split her
how'd
open?
How'd that go down?
Because God's huge?
I can't remember. Is God huge or tiny? I know he's one thing that's wrong.
He's too much of something, surely, for sure. Jesus is gone. No one saw. Yeah, can you get God on the blower so I can sort this out?
I want to say hi. No, Jackson, you can't meet God. Well, we had a son. Why?
Yeah.
Why can't I meet God?
Why can't I meet God if he came down and jizzed in a woman, split her open with his monster dong or whatever?
No, Jackson, she was a virgin. How?
What are you saying?
I mean, now then she's God, not clearly.
Because of that guy. Oh, he's gone. Yeah. Oh, he's off. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, Shut Up a Second is all beans and boys and babies, but did you know we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Like, maybe you want to listen to Shut Up a Second's monster cousin that lives in the basement, where the regular gang are nowhere to be seen, and instead it's comedians Demi Lardner and Tom Walker, who are very much in love. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for bigsofttitty.png, our nightmare comedy podcast that's far better than it has any right to be. That's good if you assume I'm in the Bible making Jesus' life hard. Like a sort of Lion King 2.5 style situation where, like, they arrive at the fucking inn or whatever and they're like, we've got no room. And then it's me and I'm like, yeah, I've booked out every room in the inn. I'm having a huge party. Everyone's coming.
You're face to face with a heavily pregnant woman who is about to give birth. And you're like, yeah, so the thing is, I booked this in advance. Mm.
Yeah.
Are you here for the party?
Yeah, I guess you should have booked sooner.
Yeah, sorry.
Are you here for the party? Because it's kind of fucked up how pregnant you are and you've come to my party.
Yeah, there's going to be like drinking and you shouldn't drink when you're pregnant. So you can go in the horse house, I guess.
There's no crime about seeing a horse when you're pregnant. Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
I'm sure the baby will be fine if it sees a horse.
I won't if you don't wink.
What? I don't see anyone else in the tavern with you, Jackson. They're coming. They're like a couple hours late, but
they're
coming.
They're
fashionably late. That's sad for me. The three wise men arrive. I'm like, you here for the party? And they walk past to the horse house. Oh, there's a prego lady in there. I don't know why. That's a bit gross. Come in here.
Yeah,
I got this prunes to
presents.
Eat. Yes, presents. Gifts. Oh, not for me. Hmm. I'm turning 45.
What's the baby going to do with myrrh?
You're going to really use that frankincense.
Yeah. Me eating the apples in the Garden of Eden. Yeah. These taste like absolute shit. Yeah. I'm going to say someone else ate these. Yeah.
Sorry, God, a snake ate them?
A snake ate them or told a woman eat them? I don't know.
Eating the apples, they taste like shit, and then killing the snake.
Yeah.
But like, that was a metaphor. That was... You can't kill a metaphor. You're like eating the snake, like slurping its tail like, I did...
What are you going to do about it, God? I already had shame and chose to ignore it. God made Adam and Eve and then me. He made Adam and Eve and they were to mate with one another and he made me and I just self-sucked around paradise. He was like, what if I made sort of a loop of a being? Oh, this is gross. I regret this.
Well, isn't there...
Another one of God's test runs, an R&D day.
Exactly.
Is it Lilith? The other
person?
Yeah. Because, she got out of the Garden of Eden before she got shame, and I think she turned bad, maybe? Or maybe
she became,
she's
like, the
good?
Queen of Devils or something?
Yeah. Well, yeah, presumably, so God makes Adam and Lilith and Eve and Jackson, and two go bad and two go bad, but in a different way.
That's cool. That explains why I'm throughout the Bible. I'm immortal. That's the best.
to Adam and Eve get tricked by the snake who Jackson taught to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't. Say that. Try that. I taught the parrot all these swear words.
So when the big guy comes down and says, who's been eating my fucking apples? What are you going to say, snake? It was me. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, that's good.
That's great, dude.
Anyway,
I'm going to see how to get out of this garden. It's so hot. Why am I always sweating so much? Jesus Christ.
I haven't even put leaves on to cover my dick and balls and asshole yet.
Yeah, aren't you hot with those leaves on, Adam and Eve? Don't you have boiling genitals right now? Cool. Just flapping my hands at them, trying to cool them down. So hot in the wiener area.
Try and,
damn.
Try and just like tie the snake up just to be like, it's covering my anus. And they're like, Jackson, your entire genitalia is out.
Using, yeah, the snake through my bum cheeks and then up. And then I'm just like with the snake's head, not sure what to do, just dig its fangs into my belly. Yeah, there you go. This is, I call this pants.
It's covered. Jackson, it's not covered.
It's not covered.
Jackson, you, one more on either bleeding. Side of the snake.
Yeah, brand new adventure. I'm doing heaps today. Eating apples, making pants, anyway.
Oh, wait. Enjoy. No,
I'm not meant to eat the apples.
Hey, hush. Then I get on the unicorn, break its back, and leave.
That was the last one.
I fucked up that weird horse. Sorry. See ya.
Where'd that other girl go? She was wild.
Yeah, she was heaps of fun. I'm finding her. I'm climbing this damn wall and getting out of here. Just desert for miles around. Can't only be that, and then I just walk.
It's all I can see, but my understanding is that it's probably not all this. I mean, chances are
I got no reason to assume it could be anything else, because I don't know about, like, biomes and shit, but it just would be...
Nah, look, you pop out of the Garden of Eden, you see desert, and you're like, well, this is shit, but I suppose the garden was an old garden. Some of it was desert.
Just makes sense that there would be more garden if I keep going.
Yeah. Maybe
the
snake
be completely dries out, but you do not take it off.
No.
Cain and Abel? Yep. I'm like, hey, I made up this cool thing in the Garden of Eden called murder, and I'm going to teach it to you. Like, I torch my pants to talk. Okay.
So what you're going to do is kill one another. That's it.
So you know rocks.
Man, you can just stop him forever.
He's done. I don't know where he goes. Somewhere cool, I guess. But he's just
he's gone.
Out.
Better than here, I think. Anyway.
You can yell. Once you know rock, you hit him with rock. You hit him hard enough, and you can yell in his head as much as you want, and he won't reply. You finally get a bit of shushums.
Yeah, a bit of quiet in this field. Man, I'm so hot. What are you, it's like the guy, Cain or whatever, being like, you're naked. I'm like, no, I got my pants on. He's like, no, these are pants. What? Yes. No.
See the snake that goes through my bum cheeks, preventing anyone from peeping my anus, then up around the front, dividing my ball sack in two with one testicle on either side, and then runs directly alongside my penis, which is tucked up into my belly. That's pants.
Yeah. That's pants, moron. I don't know what you're wearing. Long, like, socks that go around your waist? I don't know.
It's disgusting. And aren't
you making a mental note? Being like, okay, so he's put himself on the inside of the snake. Okay. Weird
move.
Unnecessary.
Yeah.
Extra
I wouldn't
steps.
Have, but I guess, yeah.
Simply clench and fang.
aren't you too hot, though?
Aren't you boiling in there?
Hey, maybe killing your brother will help with that. It'll just be cooler.
Yeah, it just at least
you won't be talking
something
so
would happen.
Much. Less hot air.
Kills him. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Inventing murder because you want something to happen. Nothing's like, happened since the garden.
Yeah. I don't even know if it'll work. I'm just like, hey, I've been thinking about, you know, rock.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know, head.
Yeah.
I know heads. What if
we mix them?
I don't know. Like, if you put the rock on the head enough, I reckon something cool might happen. At least try it with your brother, dude. The big guy.
What do we do with egg?
You know, yeah.
And like,
you
egg
do
crack,
know egg,
no,
right?
No next chicken.
Yeah.
And you can eat that before the chicken is chicken.
And sometimes an egg makes a chicken, and I don't really understand that bit, but yeah.
The Great Flood is solely to try and kill you.
God, yet to know where he's like, you've all sinned. You've all, primarily one guy, but you've all
on
not
average.
Been great as well.
Yeah.
Jackson, you're there like, I'm carrying the weight. I'm so fucking hot.
Damn, I'm good.
I'm excited for this flood. This
oh, yeah,
good.
Finally.
I imagine you get saved because when the two of each animal go on the thing, you're on the underside of a cow sucking on its udder.
Cooling myself down. It's pretty warm, but it's working.
Maybe the reason God gets everyone is that he knows you've talked to too many of them, and he saw what happened to the snake and Cain and Abel and Adam and Eve, and he's like, oh, this whole area is bad. Yeah. It's got a bug in it.
There's one bug in civilization, in humanity. Dusha, I like to think I get on the ship by killing the female orangutan and taking its place. And I was like,
and that's why there aren't orangutans anymore.
Yeah, like, yeah, this is my husband.
Yeah, I love him or whatever. Let us on your big boat.
This is what I'm...
The other orangutan doesn't talk. Yeah, he's dumb as shit. Come on.
He married me, am I right? Up top. Anyway, you got somewhere to cool the sit? Because I'm really hot.
Yeah, I got to go below. I got to go underneath the big ship. I might make a hole. I might go in the sea around on the outside of the ship, you know? I'll swim. Here, take the lady orangutan. Yeah, I'm just a guy. I'm just a fella. Anyway, water comes up. I just doggy paddle for 40 days and 40 nights. Still around. Yeah. That's what I say to God. He's like, you're not dead. Still around, cunt.
Hey, can you just turn down Earth a little bit? It's very hot down here.
I don't know if you're feeling it, God, or can feel it, but I'm boiling. Mm. Christ.
God's like, oh my God, it's going to be so wonderful to send him to hell. Oh, like, God wakes up in the morning, and if God's having a bad day, all he does is just sit around and imagine how satisfying it'll be to watch you in hell, the hottest place.
But if I ever go to hell, somehow I don't react any differently. I'm just still a bit too hot. Damn. Turn it down.
Did you guys know
you're on fire.
Ice cream parlors? I reckon that'll get the job done.
I've been sucking on ice for ages, but it just becomes water in my mouth somehow. I don't know. Spitting
God's
it on
got
my
some
bare
sort of
chest.
Vision just watching you. And that's God's hell. That's how you get God in hell. Just going to hell yourself.
There it is. That's the Bible according. This is Bible 2.5 or whatever. The Bible 1.5 is the Bible through my eyes.
Yeah. Well, It's just like the fact that you exist all the way through the Old Testament and then to the New Testament and then you get to Jesus and you're like, you've forgotten that God is real at that point.
It's been ages.
It's the contemporary Testament.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what happened in the middle of new and old.
Yeah, it was me. I love that. Where was I to arrive in Jerusalem so late in the story? I was stuck in a bog. I thought it was a pond. Was up around my waist, then it hardened in the sun. This happened over hundreds and thousands of years.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's great as well, like, Jesus getting crucified and I poke my head up out of the earth. This used to be a fucking lake, and then I climb out. What's going on?
I get stuck here because I saw a tree that looked a little bit like a wang, and I thought that was funny. And then before I knew it, the bog had dried up, and now here I am.
I spent so long trying to memorize it, you know, so I could laugh about it later, that the bog dried up and trapped me. Yeah, it was pretty fucked up. Yeah. Anyway, who's this fella on the cross? And we're back at the beginning.
Yeah.
By the contemporary testament,
well,
according
that's good,
to Jackson.
Because the contemporary testament, if it's worded like the same way that we just retold it, then it's like a flashback. You're like, anyway, this is what I've been up to. Anyway, who's this guy? End.
None of us are.
The contemporary testament is told through the storytelling medium of flashback.
Yes.
It's a non-linear story. It's a lot more palatable for the kids, and they get both perspectives.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then I'll definitely be around at, you know, Exodus or Ragnarok or whatever, the end of days when the Antichrist arrives. I guess I'm proof that I'm alive now that I will be.
Yeah.
In 100,000 years, I'll be like, there he is. Knew this was coming. Anyway.
Someone will be like, no, you didn't. And you're like, nah, I'm lying.
Yeah, I was trying to impress you. Did it work? I was in the Bible. Did you know that? Or I was in Bible times. They left me out on purpose.
They didn't want me to take away. They said I was too cool. I was going to give the kids bad ideas.
Yeah.
You wrote
it's
one
a
of
bad
the Gospels,
influence.
But it's about nothing because you were too late.
Yeah.
Anyway, I rolled into like Jerusalem and everyone was a bit upset but confused. Then I left.
Cut. Yeah.
And then I saw like some light in the distance. I don't know what that was about. Anyway, let me tell you about the lunch I had that day.
Yeah. The book of Jackson is just me describing a lunch. Yeah. Crusty bread. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Wet from butter or moist from butter, whatever. Yeah.
You're like, arugula? Oh my god, they just started doing drippings. You guys have drippings now? You still have drippings? Oh, you stopped. Oh,
oh, that sucks.
They got something
drippings
better?
Drippings were good.
What's better than drip? Tell me what you do. Tell me what you do now.
What's new in sandwiches?
I'm not going to keep talking until you feed me.
I like
you have
the
to
idea
give me something better than drippings, or I'm not going to keep telling the Bible.
It's good that this is written down, so you're reading it. You're being like, how am I meant to answer the book? Am I meant
There's
to be
like
praying?
An author's note being like, Jackson refused to become literate on principle. But he also said I had to write down everything as it happened.
I could have just written anything. I guess I didn't have to write what he said. I'm regretting it now. One of the maybe one of the actual like the book the you know job or something. That's me. They just wrote that instead of what I said.
Yeah,
because what I said was no good. They decided against it.
He had absolutely nothing. He's the only person apart from God and I guess the devil. But no, even the devil isn't there from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
Yet Jackson had nothing interesting to say.
How was it at the end of the world as, you know, Satan's armies come out and I come back to heaven? God's like, what did you learn? I'm like, not much.
Yeah.
Was I meant pretty to learn? What? You never said that. I think you made me to suck myself off, actually. And I did that pretty damn good, so. Anyway,
really
I'm going
to
have a...
There.
I'm gonna
That's
have a
when
bath.
You get sent to hell.
Yeah, down I go. God's sick of me. He's finally taken.
And then you put God
care
in hell.
Mm.
Yeah, by just being a bit hot in hell.
Yeah.
It's warm down here. Maybe I'll take off my pants and I just uncurl the snake, hang it up on a rock next to me. That's better. Oh, breezy. Phew, should have done this centuries ago. Damn.
This is actually. This is the perfect temperature now.
I just had a hot bum hole.
Need to air that
and
out.
And then time ends.
Yeah.
And time ends. That's it.
That's it. End of
Humanity
end of the world.
Finished.
Yep. As I cool my bum hole down in hell, everything ceases to be. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Joel Dusha.
See you in hell.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
This is the contemporary testament.
Yeah.
And this was also fast-ass food. Life's crazy.
Yeah, strap in.
Well,
yeah,
you strapped your ass in.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And you had a fast-ass life. And we, you know, there was that... I think we stayed on topic.
Yeah. Big tick.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to SansPantsRadio.com and consider joining the SansPants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a SansPants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to SansPantsRadio.com and follow the links.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices. But making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff like research and testing to create shoes from natural materials, like leather made from plants, eucalyptus tree fiber, and sugarcane. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com today. That's Allbirds.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president. You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.